Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated the first Indian consulate in the historic French city of Marseille this afternoon. The two leaders also visited International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, ITER project in Cadarache, a major global initiative that includes India and France. Earlier in the day, the two leaders paid tributes to Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the First and Second World Wars at the Mazarguet War Cemetery. Mr. Modi, along with French President, reached Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements in Paris. During the bilateral talks, the two leaders discussed all aspects of the India-France strategic partnership and reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defense, civil nuclear energy, and space. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron reaffirmed their strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. This was followed by delegation-level talks after their arrival in Marseille. The Prime Minister and President Macron committed to further deepening engagements in the Indo-Pacific and in global forums and initiatives. Briefing media in Marseille today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, West Asia and Indo-Pacific during the talks.
The leaders exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, in West Asia, in the Indo-Pacific, and discussed a number of these issues of global and regional importance. These discussions covered the entire gamut of our deep and diverse strategic partnership. The two leaders reviewed progress in the areas of defense, in the area of space, civil nuclear cooperation, and in the areas of health, as well as people-to-people cooperation between the two sides.
The Foreign Secretary said artificial intelligence, or AI, was a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides. Our correspondent reports that a joint statement outlining the way forward for India-France ties was adopted after the talks. After wrapping up his visit in France, Prime Minister Modi will depart for a two-day visit to the US later in the day on the invitation of President Donald Trump. A parliamentary delegation from the Maldives, led by the Speaker of the Maldives People's Majlis, Abdulrahim Abdullah, called on Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussions touched upon various aspects of the bilateral relationship between India and the Maldives. India's retail inflation eased to a five-month low of 4.31% in January from 5.22% in December, as the rate of increase in food prices slowed. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the food inflation rate for the last month based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index is provisionally reported at 6.02%, down from 8.39% recorded in December. The ministry also said that the headline and food inflation were lowest after August 2024. At the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj, over 1 crore 59 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, till noon on the occasion of Magh Purnima today. Performing the sacred bathing ritual on the occasion holds great relevance. The birth anniversary of great thinker, social reformer and ardent nationalist Maharishi Dayanand Saraswati is being observed today. Paying tributes to the great social reformer in a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Maharishi Dayanand remained engaged throughout his life in making the society aware against ignorance, superstition and ostentation. Ravidas Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Sant Ravidas, is being celebrated across the country today. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister greeted the people on the occasion. And in the Asia Mixed Team Badminton Championships 2025, India began their campaign with a commanding 5-0 win over Macau at Qingdao in China today. With this win, India has secured a quarterfinal spot. They will now face South Korea next to decide the group winner. In men's cricket, the final clash of the three-match ODI series between India and England is underway in Ahmedabad. Chasing a target of 357 runs set by India, England were 48-0 in 4.5 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.